And Kathy now, Kathy Dawes, along with Gwen McKinsky, and she's on the advisory board at Kansas State University, gender, women, and help me with the rest.
Sexuality studies.
Okay, very good. And I know, Gwen, it seems like forever ago we talked about this event. So much excitement, and it's just about here. So kind of fill us in what's going on with Jackie Joyner-Kersee and all the different things that I know have led up to this, of course.
Sure. It is like ready, set, go at this point. Jackie Joyner-Kersee will be here in Manhattan March 16th. She's got two events planned for her visit. At 10:30, she will be at the K-State Student Union in Forum Hall, and we're going to be talking about greatness. So it's going to be very similar to our Olympic panel series. It'll be basically a question and answer session with her. I will moderate the session, and we're going to get to find out a lot of interesting facts about one of the greatest sportswomen in modern history. And then at 5:30 is the dinner and lecture at K-State at the West Stadium, and that is entitled Dare to Dream, and should be just a fascinating event.
Too late to get involved?
No, it's not. If you'd like to get tickets, you can go online and go to K-State Foundation, or just type in Jackie Joyner-Kersee, Dare to Dream, Manhattan, Kansas.
And I know there were a lot of things leading up to this, and it's pretty special to get someone of her stature in this to this area.
Certainly is. I mean, she has six Olympic medals, did something that no one has ever done in the history of track and field. She won back-to-back gold medals in the heptathlon. And if you're not familiar with that, that's much like the men's decathlon. So, you know, when you're crowned that in the men's world, you're the greatest athlete in the world. For women, it's not always been that, but she certainly is one of the greatest athletes in the world. She also she won two golds in one Olympic Games. And what makes that particularly just such a feat and accomplishment is that she did the heptathlon, which is seven events, and also won a gold in the long jump. So that's a lot to do in one Olympic Games. She has five world records. So, I mean, we're talking about somebody that has not only achieved greatness but maintained greatness for a long period of time.
And she had some challenges along the way, too. I mean, as a lot of your athletes do.
Yeah, she certainly has. You know, she grew up in East St. Louis and didn't have a lot of resources. Her parents were young when they had her and her sisters and brother. And so she found solace in a community center that had sprung up right near her house. And in her book, which is called A Kind of Grace, she talks about just how important a community center was for her in terms of just education, culture, and sports. And that's where she first got involved with track and field and met some very influential coaches.
And I think there's definitely some life lessons. You don't have to be an athlete to learn something from this.
Oh, definitely. I mean, this is more about perseverance, rising above things, and you know, maintaining a high level of performance, or you know, just maintaining that work ethic that it takes to be great and to achieve more than most people.
I just saw the movie Unbroken over the weekend with my father in the Atchison Hospital, but it was also a very moving one about an Olympic athlete that, you know, it's amazing the strength of some of these athletes and what they're able to do.
Well, and despite your circumstances and where you come from, just because you come from a meager beginning doesn't mean that you can't achieve things that are beyond your dreams. And I think that's really, when we hear the Dare to Dream talk, I think she's going to, you know, speak about that a little bit. But, I mean, truly, you know, greatness is measured by how you handle adversity. And I think that you see that in the movie you're talking about, but you also see that in Jackie Joyner's life.
What do people need to know this couple weeks before? Well, actually, not couple weeks. We're just about there. Just a couple days. It is almost the 16th. Where's my brain?
Yeah.
What do people need to know? What do they need to do at this point?
I think, you know, if they're interested in coming to any of these, I mean, the 10:30 event at the K-State Union is a free event. So it's a great opportunity if you can't get tickets to the event to come and hear from from somebody who is definitely one of the best in history. I think one of the neat things about Jackie, and I just want to touch on this, because not only is she a great athlete, but she's continued to give back to her community. And she has the Jackie Joyner Kersee Foundation in East St. Louis. And that really is a tie-in back to her roots of the community center. I mean, she realized how important that was to her as a young girl. And you see that as she gives back, whether it's, Boys and Girls Clubs or just giving back to the community in terms of providing funds for education and culture and sports.
And, not all of your people do that. I mean, that's really saying something, too. It takes a lot of time, a lot mm-hmm. of passion.
Yeah, she's definitely passionate about it. And, she's a humanitarian as well as a sportswoman.
Well, before we wrap up today, I know leading up to this, you had all kinds of panels and things that you did. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it's almost over?
It's kind of like running a race at this time, or maybe a heptathlon. So, we're coming up to the last event, which would be the 800. That's always the most grueling. I think for all of us that have been on this panel and all the sponsors that we've had to help, we've had great support in putting this event on through K-State Athletics and everybody that's been involved in. And really, I'm ready to sit back and enjoy a wonderful presentation and learn some life lessons from somebody like Jackie.
I was just thinking that as you were saying it, are you going to be able to just sit back and with relief and just listen to what she has to say? And by that point, I guess you'll be able to.
I hope so, yeah.
And, of course, you have your own history, too. I mean, sure. As a very accomplished athlete, too. So, but yeah. I'm sure it's easy to look up to her, and what a mentor.
Yeah, she was one of my heroes growing up, so this is extra special for me.
Well, appreciate again Gwen McKinsky coming by to talk about Jackie Joyner Kersee coming up just a couple days. And that's just amazing to me that it's already here. Again, we'll take a break. We'll come back with Jennifer Edwards, Juanita McGowan, going to be talking about a conversation on race and reconciliation, faith-based. So that should be an interesting talk that's coming up. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home are